Charles.
K261EB and KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Apostle Kenny Townsend.
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God.
Will you take a stand?
Thank you all for tuning in, near and far, to another session of Moments of Inspiration International Fellowship right here on KAYT 88.1 FM on your dial. I'm your host, along with my beautiful wife, Lady Mildred Townsend.
Lady Mr. Townsend.
She's in another world right now, but that's okay, too. And together we bring to you Moments of Inspiration International Fellowship. I want you to know that this broadcast is exclusively designed to empower you, to enrich your life, and watch this, help you to understand who you are meant to be in the things of the Most High. Okay? That's what we want to help you guys to understand. That's why we do what we do, because you know what? There is a deficit in the body of Christ, and it is time for us to take our rightful inheritance back in the things of the Most High. So on that note, going to ask Lady Townsend, if she so kindly will, share a scripture with us, and then we're going to go before the throne of grace in prayer.
Amen. Psalms, the first chapter, and the reason says this: blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But yes, his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doth he meditate day and night.
Yes.
And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, we will come to you once again.
Oh,
thanking you for this glorious day. Glory. Thank you for this is the day that you have made.
Yes.
And we're going to rejoice in it.
Yes.
And be glad in it.
Oh, yes.
Oh, it's a blessing. Amen. And we don't count it. Oh, glory. Amen. When you think about it, you know, you didn't have to do it, but you did.
Oh, yes.
Amen. When you think about it, you didn't have to do it, but you did. Amen. So many think that they did it. Amen. But we know the truth. And the truth that you had mercy,
yes,
upon us one more time. And we,
yes,
thank you for that.
Oh,
we,
yes,
pray for those right now that are going through serious things in life.
Yes.
Amen. We come for you, Lord, lifting up those that are, you know, with diseased in their body. Amen. That need a healing from on high. And only you, hallelujah, is able and capable of doing that. And you did it on the cross so many years ago.
Oh, yes.
And Lord, we just pray that you would just help the faith of your people,
yes,
to come up. Amen. To receive what you already done for us.
Yes,
Lord. In the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. And we just thank you and we just bless you in this day. Amen.
Amen. To those of you that have just tuned in, we thank you for tuning in. I want you to know that we've been in a series of teaching the importance of God's people, how important it is to watch what you say, mean what you say. And by all means, be aware of what you're saying, because out of the mouth issues the things of life and death. I think this is about the third part that we've been sharing in this. Why it's very important for you to understand how your words are creating your destiny on a day-to-day basis. The things that you think about on a consistent basis are starting to formulate. Beloved, wherever you are right now, whatever you're going through right now, you our prime benefactor in that. You've had all the say-so in that. Look, whatever it is, your ins, your outs, your ups, your downs, your rounds and abouts, look, you have the say-so. See, that's what it means to be a procreator with the Most High. When he made you in his image and likeness, he gave you the ability to tangibly bring into manifestation whatsoever you think about and speak about consistently. That is why we have been in this series trying to help God's people understand that the majority of us that are sitting up right in the church every day that are sickly and diseased, we got some say-so in the matter. And you might say, well, Pastor, no, that's not true. You see, a certain sickness ran in my family, and my mother had it, my grandmama had it, but you know why they had it? Because they accepted it. You see, anything that somebody gives you, you don't have to accept. If somebody came to you and you sat down, as I told you before, Lady Townsend, if you sat down at a well-known restaurant and says, I'd like steak and potatoes, and they brought you soup and salad, do you have to accept that?
No, I want my salad. I want my what I ordered.
What you ordered.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, that's what's going on in our life today. Whether you constantly know it or not, whatever you're thinking about, you're ordering in your life.
My.
Whatever it is you're thinking about, you're constantly. See, the society is based on got you thinking about your bills. It's got you thinking about that you don't have enough money. And you know what? That's what you're constantly bringing about in your life. Even the sickness that the doctor said you had. Now, here's the key factor that you didn't understand. Just because the doctor told you you have this, you have some say-so in the matter, too.
Amen.
You have some say-so in the matter, beloved people of the Most High. If you're hearing me on today, if you're traveling up and down the highways, I need you to understand you've got some say-so in the matter. And once you understand that you have say-so in the matter, beloved people of the Most High, you will be very careful how you choose your wording. Your wording is everything. The issues of life are germinated by what comes from the cerebral housing of your brain and what you speak out of your mouth. Remember, I told you this right from the beginning. When we take essence of the Most High, Yahuwah, our Father, and it wasn't just enough for him to see the blueprint of his mind. Of course, he had the blueprint, and we know he can do anything he wants to do, however he chooses to do it, but he left a roadmap for us believers to follow. When you go back to the very book of Genesis, and I share this with God's people all the time, that what did God do? It wasn't enough for him to just think about the stars. It wasn't enough for him to think about the seas and the oceans. It wasn't enough for him to think about what he's going to do to dissipate the darkness. The Bible says in the book of Genesis, and God said, let there be light. And there was light.
Yes.
And so being made in the expressed image and likeness of the Most High, that you, do you know what that means? That means that upon birth, whether you're saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost or not, he put his attributes on the inside of you. It's called the germination seed of life. And when he placed that germination seed of life, no matter what circumstance you were born into, you have the ability, watch this, to speak yourself into a dilemma or speak yourself out of a dilemma.
Amen.
What do you think, Lady Townsend?
I know that to be true. And I that's just, you know, many people, you know, you should even start practicing, you know, believing, trusting him. And when you do that, it's going to happen. Now, think it not strange. You know, some of the things that you thought would take you out of here by now, and you're still here. If you look back, you think about how, you know, you began to speak the things, you know.
Yes, yes,
as
yes.
It already is, you know.
Yes.
And when you do that, amen, it's going to happen.
Beloved people of the Most High, what you don't understand, and I said this several weeks ago, and I'll say it again. Again, the words abracadabra are not magic. They are not mystical. They have been deceitfully covered up so you wouldn't understand the archaic meaning of what those words represent. But I shall disclose those words to you right now. They are not magic. They are not mystical, but they have meaning. And those words, abracadabra, mean I create as I speak.
Woo. Yes.
They say if you want to learn something, hide it in a book, because that's one place people won't even look into anymore. They won't look into the old manuscripts or the sacred scrolls of old anymore, because everything has become modernized so that they can keep you from searching that which God earnestly wants to divulge to you.
Yes.
Okay? But, Lady Challenge, we're going to be speaking about that, because if life and death are in the power of the tongue, it is essentially important that you constantly watch what comes out of your mouth. I catch myself all the time. Apostle Townsend, I sit up there and says, you know what? I'm so sick and tired of this. And I said, oh, cancel that. Delete that.
Amen.
Delete that. See, you have a few minutes or seconds of delay before something actually starts to take tangibility.
Uh-huh.
And so that's why you have to guard your heart, okay? Because out of the heart, the mouth speaketh.
Yes.
Okay?
And once, yes, you so true. Excuse me. But when you were saying that, I was thinking about how you can say something out there and you don't cast it down.
That's right.
It's out there.
That's right. That's right. That's the reason why God spoke and said, let there be. Now, if you were to just take that sacred antidote and realize that that antidote works in every aspect of your life. Many times, the sickness that is on your body is not there because the doctor told you you had it.
Uh-huh.
It's there, Lady Townsend, because you quoted what he said. Okay?
And quoting, you get good at it, don't
well,
you?
Well, no, not only that. No, no. Your words have power. You
yes.
create as you speak.
See it now.
Look, just because the doctor told me he saw cancer don't mean I have to go back and repeat.
Come on now.
What he said. As a matter of fact, I can tell him, thank you for your prognosis. Thank you. But now, what are you thinking about in your heart? Now, this is for believers. Disclaimer, this is not for unbelievers. This broadcast that I'm sharing right now is not for unbelievers. Okay. The views and opinions expressed during this particular broadcast are not those of the staff, management, and ownership of this radio station, but solely that of the presenter of this presentation. I'm here to tell you, beloved, that until you say, I have diabetes, until you say, I have high blood pressure, until you say, I have this and I have that, remember, your words have power. Your words have power. And once you understand that your words have power, you will be very selective as to what you say.
Amen.
You know, many of y'all say, you know what, if I came up to you right now and says, hey, let me borrow $10 from you, you know what you'll say? Oh, man, I'm broke. Look at what you said.
I'm broke.
Look at what you're speaking into existence.
You ain't got it either.
Huh?
Mm-mm.
Listen to what you said. Well, Pastor, I don't want to be telling no lie. If I ain't got it, yeah, well, just say, I don't have it at this time. But don't never confess being broke. Don't never confess that. As a matter of fact, Lady Townsend, we're going to help the people out today because we're going to go through some scriptures today, and I'm going to need you to help me with this. As a matter of fact, let's start off in the book of James. In the book of James. Because when you understand the power of your tongue, you'll be very selective. Listen, think about this for a moment. Think about this. A little woman that only weighs about 120 pounds. Anybody in their right mind knows she can't whoop no man that's 280 pounds, can she? Can she? Now, I'm not talking about kung fu masters, because there are some kung fu masters out there that will beat the brakes off of a 280-pound man. But I'm just speaking about in general, there are no little small-frame women out there able to beat a man up. But watch this. She may not can whip him with her natural physical body. But there's a little thing called a pink tornado.
That little tongue. It's red sometimes.
Red, pink, whatever you want to call it. But that little member can do some serious damage. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Listen, women have the ability with that tongue to help make or break the relationship that they're in. And many times, if they don't know how to guard that tongue themselves, they will speak themselves out of a beautiful marriage or a beautiful relationship or anything that could prosper into a marriage because of that tongue. The tongue is something very, very dangerous. Lady Townsend, the book of James, the third chapter, we're going to start there right now. And I need you to read the third chapter, 5 and 6.
Even so, the tongue.
Listen at this. I want y'all to get this, because the words that you speak are bringing about the very tangibility of things in your life, whether it is sickness in the body, whether it is happiness in your home or whatever. Whatever you're speaking about, that little pink tornado got some say-so in the matter. Go ahead, Lady Townsend.
Even so, the tongue is a little member.
Uh-huh.
And boasts its great things.
Now, look at that. That's that same tongue that boasts.
Mm-hmm.
Great things. What else?
Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindles.
That little tongue can create a whole a fire.
Yes.
In the household. It can destroy something. Listen, why do y'all think we're at war right now? Why do you think other nations are at war? Because what are emanating from the tongues of other people, whether they're trying to bully them, whether they're trying to overtake them, okay, whatever they try to do, it is coming from the words of another individual's mouth. And depending on how you take it, that's how you're going to see the outcome of it. What else to say? Did you read both of them?
Number 6, say, and the tongue is a fire, A world of iniquity.
A world of iniquity. Do you hear that?
Amen.
A world of iniquity. Are you listening to what's going on, beloved? Because, listen, wherever you are right now, that little thing that can be a tongue of iniquity is causing you to be where you are right now. Whether you're feeling sorry for yourself, whether you're feeling inadequate, whether you're feeling not suitable, whatever comes out of your mouth, it is very important that you watch what you think and what you say. Because what you think and say, listen, why do you think David summed it up this way? When he said, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, those two have to be in sync with each other. Mm. And when those things are in sync with each other, nobody else knows about it. But you know what? Your inner man knows about it. And if you're constantly thinking that, you know what, my mama had cancer, she died from it. My auntie had cancer, she died from it. And if you're not careful, you'll start entertaining those thoughts and you'll start vibrating on that same note too. Well, you know what? Mental illness was in my family. My mother had it. My auntie's got mental illness. You start vibrating on that frequency. And the more you vibrate on that frequency, you're bringing the very tangible thing that you say you don't want into your life. So what does it say, Lady Townsend?
Number six says, so is the tongue among our members that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell.
Did y'all hear that?
Ooh, my.
Your tongue can bring salvation into your life. Your tongue can bring happiness into your life.
Mm.
Your tongue, the very thing that you're using from day to day, and watch this, whenever you find yourself getting upset, those words that come out of your mouth, you don't know how you're setting yourself up. Even between husbands and wives, the very thing that emanate out of your mouth are setting things in motion that you don't know. Especially husbands and wives that say, you know what, I'm just so sick of you. Look at what you done spoke into your life. I can't stand you. Look what you just spoke into your life. No wonder you're having knee problems.
Can't stand.
No wonder you're having you're having knee problems. And then even though you do have knee problems from time to time, look at how you address yourself. Somebody comes up to you and they say, Brother Townsend, how you doing? Oh, man, this old knee of mine is acting up. Look what you're speaking into existence, Brother Townsend.
You got to change
look how you're
that.
Speaking that. Look, you, listen, instead of you saying, well, you know what? This knee of mine is it's getting better. It's getting better.
It has to.
It's getting better. You know, even though you're in pain, it's getting better. Mm-hmm. Because by your words, you are justified. By your words, you are condemned. Well, Pastor, look, I'm not going to be playing games and sugarcoating it. If my knee hurting, I'm going to say it. Well, the word ain't sugarcoated and playing either when it said, by his stripes we are healed.
Amen.
So if his word says that, why don't you not sugarcoat that and say that?
Hallelujah.
Huh? Never forget, I was laid up in the hospital, ribs all broken, busted up, messed up bad. And they would come in the room and they would say, Mr. Townsend, how you feel today? And even though I was in pain, I would say, Doctor, I'm doing so good till if it gets any better, I might have to take some for it. They say, huh? Because by your words,
amen,
you are justified.
Speaking those things that you want it to be, you know, in so many words. You want what you want. You can speak it and believe it and stand on it. And the glory goes right back to him.
Amen. Lady Townsend. Go with me again to the book of James.
Yes.
1:26.
Right.
Because a lot of time we're sitting up right in the household of faith.
Say it now.
And we're saying, I'm a child of the king.
Preach.
Huh? And you're saying, I'm the king's daughter. I'm the king's prince. I'm this and I'm that. But yet, if things are not lining up right.
You want me to read it?
Uh-huh. What'd it say?
Amen. If any man among you seem to be religious.
Uh-huh.
And brightest, not his tongue.
Now, wait a minute. If any of you seem to be saved, sanctified,
all right now,
Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized, if any of you seem to be religious, what else to say, Lady Townsend?
And brightest, not his tongue.
And do not know how to control your tongue in the circumstances and situations of life, then you are what?
He said, but deceiveth his own heart.
Oh, wow.
This man, religion. It's vain.
Did you hear that?
Woo!
Did you hear that?
My.
Did you hear that, my brothers and sisters?
Whoa!
Did you hear that now? Did you hear that? Huh?
That's a word.
Huh? Now watch this. Watch this. Whatever it is I'm going through, and if I don't stand on the word of God, then you know what? My sanctification is in vain. My preaching is in vain. My teaching is in vain. Everything is in vain if I do not continue to stand on the word of the Most High. Read that one more time.
Amen. That's a good word.
Read it again.
If any man among you seem to be religious.
Now, let me just break that down, because you're apostle, you're bishop, you're pastor, you're elder, you're prophetess, you're all of those things. If you appear to be any of those titles and positions that were named off, then there is a prerequisite that goes with that.
All right now.
And if you're not maintaining that prerequisite, then you know what? Your apostleship is in vain. Your bishopric is in vain. Your prophet office is in vain.
Great.
Your prophetess office is in vain. Your deaconship is in vain. Mm. Go ahead, Lady Townsend.
If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man religion is vain.
You know what that means, preacher? That means why you stood up and said that God is good and God is about to bless you and Jesus is on the way. Hang on in there. And then you get home and cuss your wife out.
Oh, my.
Your religion is in vain, apostle.
According to the word.
Your religion is in vain, prophetess. Your religion is in vain, deacon, if you don't know how to bridle your tongue.
Yes, that tongue.
You understand? I know people used to say as a young, well, listen here, I ain't going to bite my tongue. Sometimes you, if you knew you, better, you would bite.
You would. The consequences that comes with it.
That's right. You see, if you don't know how to bridle your tongue, listen, people are sleeping in their graves right now.
If they just would have,
If they only could have bridled their tongue.
My God. Preach.
They would be living right now if they could only learn to bridle their tongue.
My.
That little pink tornado has caused more divorces, more breakups, more wars than you could ever imagine. If people would just learn to bridle their tongue. Lady Towns, I'm going to work you a little bit this morning. Psalms 34.
Yes, Lord.
13. See, we're talking about the power of your words and how your tongue and words have everything to do. You might be going through in your marriage. Sure, you might. This goes through. But you know what? You start telling the Lord, Lord, thank you for my spouse. Thank you for my husband. Thank you for my wife. Because now what you're doing is you're setting in motion something different.
Yes.
When the water is too hot and you're taking a bath, do you just get in it anyway?
No.
But why not? It's too hot for your body to take. Yes. So what do you do to neutralize that?
You turn the cold water.
You turn some cold water on so you can neutralize the heat. Listen, when you're in trouble, when you're going through marital problems, don't you know you have to turn on some cold water to neutralize the heated circumstance? Are y'all hearing me on today?
Yes.
You've got to learn how to neutralize a circumstance and situation. Even when young David was confronted with a heated matter with Saul, he behaved himself wisely in the presence of the jealous king.
Yes.
And because he presented himself wisely, he was able to see the mind frame even before King Saul got ready to throw a javelin and take his life. He was aware. Are you aware? Many times you have that job, but you know what? You let your tongue get you in trouble.
Oh, my.
Many times, that's right. You would get the promotion, but you let your tongue get you in trouble.
Preach.
Sometimes, as Kenny Rogers say, you got to know when to hold, beloved, and you got to know when to fold.
My.
34 and 13 says what, Lady Townsend?
It says, keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. My.
Do y'all know what that means?
Yes.
That means sometimes the folks that you're hanging around that love to gossip, you got to kick them to the curb.
Yeah, man. Itching ears, you start.
You got to kick them to the curb.
I want to hear more.
Yeah. Because think about this.
Lord help us.
If they comfortable telling you
about somebody else,
they'll be comfortable telling somebody else about you.
Amen.
Did I say it too fast?
No, you didn't say it too fast.
If they're comfortable telling you about somebody, they'll be comfortable telling somebody else about you.
Oh,
y'all know the old folks used to say, the same dog that bring a bone will do what?
Carry one.
Carry a bone. So in other words, what the issues of our life are contingent upon what's coming out of our mouth and the thought processes that we entertain, the thought processes that we entertain. Read it one more time, Lady Thompson.
Amen.
It says what now?
Number, that was 13, right?
Uh-huh.
Keep thy tongue from evil.
Keep your tongue from evil.
Ooh,
what else?
And our lips from speaking guile.
Keep your lips from speaking guile. Do you know what guile means? Guile means cussing, y'all.
Yeah, that nasty word.
Guile means cussing. You know, sweet and bitter water can't come from the same well. Huh? Blessings and curses ought not proceed from the same lip. How are you going to tell somebody, God bless you, and then you mother...
Oh, God.
You son of a...
Ooh, Lord.
Huh?
Filthy.
Huh? You can kiss my... Wait a minute now. Hold
God.
It. Sweet and bitter water cannot come from the same well, beloved.
But you that's one of the things that a lot of people don't talk about, too, is that filthy mouth. And they feel like, you know, they can still...
Lady Townsend, they got an excuse for that. I ain't perfect.
Yeah.
I ain't
don't
perfect.
Be perfect because you're not working on them.
You're not perfect. Okay. But when the people don't bring their tithes and offerings, now all of a sudden they ain't perfect. But now I, as a leader, well, just pray for your pastor. Well, Pastor, why don't you pray for the folks that ain't bringing tithes and offering then? How about that? How about that? Just pray for the folks that ain't bringing the tithes and offering if that's the case. Instead of talking about them like a dog and all the bureaucracy and the politicism that's happening within the infrastructures. Look, we got to be careful. We have to be careful.
Oh, yes.
Because God is not accepting, Yahuwah is not accepting anything. Now, man will accept it. Of course they will.
Yes.
If you cussing folks out and acting crazy and fool, yeah, bring your money on up there. They're going to accept that. Of course not. Why not? It takes money to run the church. No, it takes the Spirit of the Most High run His church.
Yes.
Whose church are you a part of, man's or the Most High's?
That's right. The body of Christ.
Because I'm here to tell you, the Most High ain't going to accept anything. Jesus showed us that when he went into the temple. He's not going to accept anything. Mm-mm. Now, man's church will accept anything. That's the reason why adultery and fornication is happening in many of these places. They're not churches. They're called houses of Ichabod.
Come on. The Spirit of God is long gone.
Houses of Ichabod.
Yes. No more.
For the Spirit of the Lord, the light lamp of the Lord has went out in there.
No. A lot of jumping and shouting, but no true spirit.
Lady Townsend, I got a few more I want to share with you. And then we're going to go ahead and open up the prayer line if somebody wants to pray.
Okay.
Did I do Psalms 141?
Mm-mm.
Do Psalms 141. Verse number 3. See, everything is contingent about how you think and speak, beloved people of God.
Say it now.
I'm here to tell you not what I heard. I'm telling you what I know.
Yes.
I'm here to tell you what I know. And when you speak something with conviction, and when you speak something with attitude, when you speak it and listen and stand on it, you don't know how it's going to happen. But you know one thing. The Lord will not let you down. What do you think David said when he confronted Goliath? He said, you came to me with staves and swords. He says, but I come to you in the name of the Lord God of hosts. And this day he will deliver you into my hand. Look what the little shepherd boy said.
Faith.
Concerning his circumstance and situation. While you're going through in your marriage, what should you be saying? You should be saying, this too shall pass.
Hallelujah.
If God brought me to it, he'll bring me to it. But see, when lust got your eye, you got your eye on somebody else. So you're looking to get out of your marriage.
My Lord, that's
look how y'all getting quiet on me. Look how you getting quiet on me. You'll tell everybody else that God is able. God can do anything but fail. But then how in the world can I fail in my marriage if God can do anything?
Come on now. Come on.
Look how y'all getting quiet
Come
on
now.
Me.
Make it plain.
Look how y'all getting quiet on me.
Break it down.
How can I tell you that God gonna make you the head and not the tail? But then again, my marriage is being destroyed, plucked up twice dead at the root. How is that?
Come on now.
Because this little tongue.
That little tongue. Go back to the tornado. Oh, Father.
141:3, Lady Townsend, what that say?
It says, when my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path in the way that wherein.
141:3?
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth.
Uh-huh.
Keep the door of my lips.
You hear that?
Ooh, I love that.
You hear that? Read it again.
That's a good one.
Read it again.
Set a watch.
Set a watch. That means.